Let's talk about Shenango first a little bit, because that's one I don't know much about. And fill us in. What can a guy expect if he goes to Shenango?
Okay, Shenango, we call it Shenango Lake Reservoir. It's Army Corps engineers run it. What it is, it's when the Kinzu Dam up north there, and that starts getting, you know, too high in that, what they'll do is let water out and they'll drain it down into Shenango Lake to ease some of the pressure off up above up there. So Shenango can be quite challenging at times because sometimes it can be extremely low, but those times when they let that water out, it gets extremely high. And, again, it's, you know, relatively, in general, shallow lake, but when the water is low, there's a lot of islands and that out there. You gotta be careful to kind of sneak up on you when you're moving pretty good too.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when they let the water out and it gets higher, that's when we seem to have the better fishing, actually. We can get in a little bit closer to those islands, troll or drift, and pick up a lot of nice walleye when it seems to be higher. It's also known for it's a real good crappie lake too. There's some sections where that lake branches off, and you're allowed electric trolling motor only, so you can ride your motor down to that point and put on the trolling motor and
go back
in the coves in that back air, and you pick up a lot of crappie back there also.
Okay, that's fascinating. But what you're telling me, though, is that the fishing's best in Shenango on falling water?
No, it's actually better when the water's high. Yeah.
Water's rising.
It's also always like a darkish color to it. There's the visibility is not always good there, but I think when the water gets up higher, I don't know. We just seem to catch more fish.
Right. Well, you know, the fish, I mean, I can think of saltwater fishing, which I've done all my life too, and when the tide is rising and the water is filling the, you know, the back areas,
right,
the fish go back there.
Right.
They follow, they go back. They want to get tight to the shore, tight to the cover. They're looking for food.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's a common occurrence. You know, I get a big kick out of it, and then when tides fall, fish back off to the first break and sit there and wait to see what's going to come by them.
Right.
You know, which is kind of interesting too. They want to eat. That's what they want to do. Everybody wants to eat.
Yeah, I got to follow the forage around.
That's right. Yep. That's right.